That's what Daddy got them for.
I thought this would be better than writing a letter. You can tell more detail. It's a lot easier anyway. It's more fun, too. I haven't written a letter in a long time, so I'll have quite a bit to say on here. That I don't really know if I put in a letter or not yet, but I'll say it again, even if I did. Guess I could start with the weather. It's been pretty cold here. I don't know how it's been at home, but down in the mid-teens and 20s at night lately. Real cold. Doesn't warm up any until about 10 o'clock. Much anyway. About 2 weeks ago, we had a real good snow here. The greatest in, I think, 13 years. Tokyo doesn't get much snow, but it started snowing Friday morning when I was going down the bus stop about 6:45 is when I first noticed. It wasn't coming down too hard. We got in the bus, and by the time we got to school, it was coming down big flakes. It's always colder out at the bases, though, so there was more snow out there, only about an inch, though. So, it continued snowing all night, I think, and all day Saturday until about 3 in the afternoon Sunday. So, a total of about 12 inches, a little over 12 inches. We have a big patio out behind our apartment here, which is kind of a rarity here in Tokyo. But snowed quite a bit there, and we gathered up, made snowmen, had snowball fights, blew up snowmen with firecrackers and all this kind of stuff on the patio. This was a lot of fun. Played outside. Saturday, we'd gone up to one of the bases and we didn't get to play, although we were trying to get out of the snow, walking around and getting cold. Another time I saw snow, I've only seen it 4 times since I've been here. Twice at school, started coming down, it was all melted away within 10 minutes, just very little. And once when we made an attempt on Mount Fuji. Some of our friends that live up one of the other bases about 20 miles away bought a car and invited us to go along with them to Mount Fuji. So we got up early, about 7 o'clock, we were down at the train station and caught a train out to the base. And we were met at the train station and drove us to their house and we had breakfast with them. We left about 10 o'clock for Mount Fuji. About 4 hours later, we finally made it there after deciphering signs, road maps, just guessing. Finally made it to a toll road which led up to the mountain. So we paid our 500 yen or whatever, started driving up. We got up about 2 miles. There was nobody in sight. Those guys we bought the tickets from looked real weird ass, because you couldn't, it was such a lousy day. It'd been real beautiful that week. That's one of the reasons we decided to go then. And, so, we started driving up, and there was nobody on the road. It was real nice, though. It was snowing. It was real pretty. It was cold, though. We got up about 2 miles, I would think, and the engine started making a terrible noise, like the gears were grinding or something. It seemed to be coming from the transmission. We really didn't know what it was, but it was so bad, we just stopped the car there for a minute, ate lunch, and decided to make our way back down. We didn't really know if we'd make it or not. We headed down past the guys in the gate. Went on down about 11 miles later, we finally got to a gas station. There they raised the car up and put some transmission grease in it, which had been our problem. And worked all right, so it was late, so we headed home. Now they drove down to Tokyo with us and spent the night, and then went home the next day. School here. The school is real nice. I like the school, and a couple of the teachers are real nice too. Some of them I don't like at all. One of them, it's a lady teacher. I don't like her. She just can't take noise or anything. She's real mean. But she comes from Long Beach. She lived in Long Beach and taught in Garden Grove. And it's only been a few months since she'd been back there, so I could talk to her about home and she'd know what I was talking about. Which I thought we'd get along all right, but it just didn't work out that way. One thing about school that I don't like is it's so far away and it takes so long to get to school. I have to get up about 6 o'clock in the morning at the latest and get dressed. About a 15-minute walk down to the bus stop. I'd get down to the bus stop and wait for the bus. get on the bus, and it's about an hour ride to school. Get out of school, and it'd be about 20-some degrees outside, and we'd have to stand outside for about 15 minutes, which is pretty bad. Classes are pretty good. Science here I like real well. We have a small laboratory and microscopes and things like this, and it's real nice. The kids at school are real nice, too. Some of them I made pretty good friends with. One, I spent a few nights up at his house over Christmas vacation and weekends and things of this sort. And he's been down here 2 days, I believe. Hope he'll be able to come down this Easter vacation. He's going back to the States in April, so he won't be here too much longer. Movies here, I hope I'll get to see the Blue Max. I don't know for sure. It should be here. We get a lot of good movies from the States. Cost me 35 cents, sometimes 50, depending on the movie. I have to go to the Sano Hotel to see the movies. It's about a mile, maybe 2 miles away. Take the streetcar. And go down 1:30 on Saturday or Sunday for matinees. It's down in a cocktail lounge. And they have floor shows and all kinds of things down there, but on the weekends, more or less for kids. They also have what this hotel is a hotel for military officers. So they have a small PX there and concessions and officers mess and these kind of things, which we're all eligible for now. So I go down there quite often now. I didn't when I first came, but I enjoy it now. All the bases have movie theaters, and they get quite a few movies here. Cheap, and some of them are quite small, some of them are really large. Some of them seat, one down at Yokohama, one of the biggest bases around here, seats I think about 1,000 people. Radio program here, we have one that's put on by Armed Forces. And it broadcasts 24 hours a day. And it plays two rock and roll programs a day on the weekdays. One from 3:05 to, or from 3:30 to 4:00. And then another one from 8:05 to 9:00. The reason I say 8:05 is because every hour on the hour for 5 minutes they have news. They also have jazz, like your type music, and all kinds of other music. Taped radio, taped television programs and radio things. We have a Tonight Show over here for half an hour. It's edited quite a bit and you can really tell it, but it's nice anyway just to have this. Weekends here, we seem to keep pretty busy going out to all the different bases and everything. We haven't seen all of them yet, but majority of them. Shopping here on the bases, for groceries and things like this, is really hard. Closest base that we do any shopping is about 15 miles away, really. And take a train out, which is alright. The trains here are quite nice. You get out there, then you get so many groceries because you're buying for maybe a month ahead that you end up taking a taxi home and costs you about $3-4 just to get home. And then if you need something that you forgot or something, you just gotta wait this time out until you go shopping again. First groceries we bought here, we bought about $100 worth of groceries. And that's at BX prices, which are a little cheaper on some things. Not all, about the same on some things. Shopping on the local market here is really cheap, except for American goods. Japanese goods are real cheap. Includes foods, pastries especially. You can get, if you watch what you're doing, you get good pastries at a real low price. Candies, they have candies here that are made out of beans, which sounds kind of funny, but they're really not that bad. But they're chocolate candies here. They've got some pretty bad ones, but they have good ones too. They're pretty cheap. Some are filled with brandy, cocktail, rum, all this. They're pretty good too. For 14 cents, I think, is about what they sell for. Shopping at the department stores is really something here. They're huge down at Ginza. They're just massive. 7-8 stories high. Bargain basement is always on the top floor, which is something different. But there. You ought to see this place during Christmas. They don't really celebrate it, but they had more toys out than I've seen any place. Everybody was playing with them, had them out demonstrating. 40, 50-year-old men out there shooting machine guns at everybody, and they'd bust up all the toys before I had a chance to play with them, though, so I didn't enjoy that too much, really. Fruits and vegetables here on the local market are really cheap. You can get tangerines here like I've never had at home. They're really great. And low price, vegetables are just huge. Some of your vegetables, radishes that are 2 feet long, your carrots that are about 3 inches around, long onions that are a foot and a half long, just huge. Well, I'll have to stop now and turn the tape over and record the other side, so see you then. I guess I could. Transportation here is really great. I wish they had something like this around home. I can get around town pretty good now by myself. Get down to the Sano and Ginza and everything by streetcar. 15 yen, about 4 cents. The trains are real cheap. I can go almost anywhere on the line. The National Railroad line, which covers all of Tokyo and some outside of Tokyo, for about 60 cents. This first class is a little bit higher. The only difference is it's usually not as crowded. Yes, a lot of the trains don't have a first class too. Trains are all electric trains. Do about 40 miles an hour, most of them. A few quite a bit higher though. And a lot of people here depend on trains. 5 o'clock rush hour, I guess it'd be as bad as New York. Subways, I haven't ridden the subway since shortly after we came here because there aren't too many close to us now. I don't have an occasion to ride them. But they're real nice too, these stations. One real nice thing about it here is they go out quite a bit just to make it easier for Americans here. The signs are station signs and lines and everything are all in English and Japanese both. It makes it a lot easier. Been able to find a good railway map, and it's not too hard to get around. Yes. Buses here. Japanese use a lot of buses. They're 20 and you can go any place that the bus goes for that price. Here in Tokyo, they're just building something all the time there. There's super highways and everything. It's all built above ground. There's miles of this, and I haven't seen one section that has been at ground level. Near us, there's so open sewage that are maybe 30 feet wide, 30 feet deep, maybe only a foot of water, though, at the bottom. Now they've got these freeways straddling about 20 feet above the top of these sewage, and they're moving across the roads 30 feet high, and just all over, but none of them I've seen at ground level. It cost 150 yen, or about 42 cents to get on most of them. You can go anywhere that the road goes. And buildings they have a lot of modern buildings here. Neon signs like I've never seen before, really pretty. These old homes here and things aren't much. They don't paint hardly anything. If they do, it's gray or dirty white or real pale browns, which don't add much. None of the buildings are lit up on the outside, which the buildings really look funny because you're so used to seeing it. The workers here, they work nights, maybe close to midnight, out there with floodlights and everything. The cars here, I could say something about the cars. They have just thousands of cars, all different kinds, four-door trucks and everything, just like we have back in the States. Big trucks, small trucks, three-wheeled trucks, the only one front wheel, like a motorcycle. And 2-ton trucks with these three wheels, yeah. You don't see too many American cars over here because the import duty is so high. But when you do see them, unless they're on the military bases or military owned, they're always a really good car. Chrysler Imperials, Dodges, Chevys, Cadillacs, all the higher grade cars. They're really kept up nice. Almost every car here in Tokyo, they have a feather dusters that they keep in the trunk, and they get out and wipe their cars off every time they see a speck of dust. And it's really something to see. Gasoline here, I don't see how they can do it. A lot of the Japanese cars get about 40 miles to a gallon, but it runs about 56 cents a gallon here. On the bases, it's 17, so we can get it for pretty cheap. This place where we're staying, Mita Mansion, our place is renting for $420 a month, which is comparable to about the place we were living in back at the States. It's about what it'd rent. One bedroom and one tatami room. These tatami rooms are just mats on the floor, and these mats, you're not supposed to even walk on them with slippers. They're real sensitive. You're not supposed to put anything on them. The beds are lay right on the floor. They're cushions, and they're pretty comfortable. And I still favor an American bed more than I do them anyway. And this room is quite large. The living room isn't too big. We got lucky in getting a good-sized kitchen. It's small, but yet bigger than most of them. Most of them are real long. You can't eat in them. They eat out in the living rooms and things. And we have a huge patio out in back of us. It's all cement and rock, though. I mean, there's nothing growing. And it's about maybe 30 feet long and 20 feet wide. One of the ladies upstairs was trying to get some... She wanted to plant some flowers in her patio. She found out that she could get some, I think it was chrysanthemums for about $4, quite a few of them. And so she went down and asked the manager here at the apartment for some dirt to put them in when she got them. And he said that he could give her just a tiny bit, maybe 2 inches or so. And so she was asking around, and come to find out that if she bought these flowers here in Tokyo, the flowers plus the dirt would have added up to about $50. This means about $45 just for the dirt to plant a few flowers in. It's all... Really, her husband was working out at one of the bases and asked one of the farmers, and he said that he'd be able to get them some dirt for $2 or $3. $2 or $3, he didn't think this is too bad. Come to find out, it was only a little package of dirt that probably would take 3 or 4 packages just for what he needed. So they never did get that. An apartment inside here, it's all paneling, it's real nice. And they have central heating here, which they turn off at midnight. But since then we've gotten a gas heater now, so we can keep this place pretty warm at night. I've taken up slot car racing since I've been here. I first got interested when I first got here, really. I'd gone up to Tokyo Tower, which is only a couple blocks away. This tower is actually taller than the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Before coming over here, I'd never heard of it before, though. And Japanese are quite proud of it. It's the highest tower in Asia. This tower has a real big basin, and underneath us, they have a 5-story building they've erected. The first floor is sort of an arcade. You can go in and buy things. And second floor is where I race. Is where I race my slot cars. Where I got interested. They have electronic or industrial displays there, and also the slot car track. That's where I first saw it. I got interested and bought a car there. Since then, I found out that all the bases have them now, and a lot cheaper prices. The cars and the rental of the track. The third floor is more of this stuff, and it continues, just displays. It's in a pretty area. There's a bowling alleys around here. The strange thing about these bowling alleys is that all of them that I've seen have used Brunswick equipment, you know, even ball polishers, and none of the, you know, the whole equipment is all Brunswick. They don't manufacture any here in Japan, I guess. I don't really know. Bob's now working down at a place called Minioka. It's down at the very south tip and up the other side of the island we're on now. It takes him about 3 hours by train to get up here, and that's express. So he only comes up on the weekends now. Hope to go down there in the summer, though. It's a real famous resort with the Japanese down in the beach. It's real nice and everything. Hope that the pictures that my mother sent you like, and I'll be sending some pictures of myself that I got taken at school just as soon as I can. This tape, after you've listened to it, if you want, you can erase the tape, re-record it, and send it back. That way you don't have to buy any more tapes. I think this is better than sending letters, although if you want to send letters, then go ahead. I couldn't find this for Christmas presents or for anything, just except toys, which are electronic toys, which cost a lot. And there really just isn't much here for anybody. And little trinkets or things like this, which I personally don't like picking out. Dick would like it over here. You can get records here for $2.20 and $2.25. Yeah, all the records there. They check them over there to see if they're warped and scratched and everything. I've found records here that Dick and I were looking at back in the States and wanted to get, but only could find stereo and this. I hope to talk to you again soon. I'm running out of tape here, so until then, sayonara.